This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Just found out we're going to have Zeke tomorrow on the show. Number 21. We're going to feed him. So feed him some questions.
We're going to feed him.
Yeah, get some answers. We should have something delicious for him, right? It will be post-practice. Maybe a protein shake. I'm not sure. But, he is my guy. He'll join us tomorrow on your home of the Cowboys here, 105 through the Fan. Our coverage brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Twin Peaks. John Daniels is set to join you, and this segment's presented by Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels, 214-333-3333, or go online to truckwreck.com as JD joins you.
He's
now here on your home of the Rangers. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good, guys. I'm well, thanks. How about yourselves?
Well, we're doing good, you know, trying to enjoy the weather and keep our eye on the baseball team. We had a heck of a time in Anaheim, thanks to John Blake for setting us up for some tickets. But we were at Sunday's game, and it was really fun to take in that AL West action, as I'm sure you're very aware of. It's always a good time. But I want to talk about what happened Tuesday, man. You give your team a vote of confidence, then they go out and get swept by the Orioles. How tough is it to watch this team here as they fall to 12 games below 500?
Yeah, man. No doubt we did not play. Listen, between Baltimore and Seattle, I think we're 0-13 the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks. And, you know, those two teams have really hurt us in the standings. A few of our games early in Baltimore, we lost one-run games. They were kind of heartbreakers. This week, we didn't play well, and it was a little bit of a flat feeling, and it was disappointing for us here, I'm sure for our fans as well. You know, as far as like the vote of confidence, I think it was it's really more that we didn't want to pull the rug out from under the team and trade off, you know, the veterans on the team when the market, you know, for guys on expiring contracts is generally pretty weak. And we felt like kind of risk reward that the value of holding on to these guys, both in terms of potential window to extend them, as well as what they mean for the team now, and you know, if there is a chance that we get hot and kind of play more like we're capable of, and kind of whether we get back into the mix in the race or not, but just put a product out on the field and build some momentum towards next year. We felt guys like Martin, guys like Matt, were important parts of that. And the reward or the market prices that you were going to get for trading something like that just didn't make it worthwhile. And so, yeah, juxtaposed against how poorly we played against Baltimore, I get the way it looks, but that's kind of our mindset, or that was our thought process at the deadline.
With tonight Cole Reagans getting the start, what made this the right time to bring Cole up? Obviously, the injury to John Gray might have helped with that decision, mm-hmm. but also what are you hoping to see from Cole Reagans as he makes his Major League debut?
Yeah, we've been talking about Cole for the last month or so. There was a point where we thought we might need a starter, and when he was at Frisco, we considered it. Let's get him some time Round Rock before we do. And so he's been on the radar just the way he's been throwing. Really, he's throwing very similar to how we did the first couple months of last year, of 2021. We just felt the time was now, just because the opportunity with John's injury, he's continued to throw well. With Cole, he missed 3 years with two Tommy John surgeries. Been well documented. Super talented kid, really bright, poised. Now, I think the biggest thing we're looking for tonight is just him to not change because of the the size of the stadium or the, you know, the big league opponent. Just if he does what he does, attacks with his fastball, attacks with his changeup, it doesn't matter who's up there. He's going to have success. We just want to make sure he stays in the strike zone, stays on the attack. They hit him, they hit him, but that's what makes him a real quality pitcher.
JD, the conversations after a tough series and kind of the way that things have gone a little bit in the second half, how honest are those conversations with Woody after games? Are they, is it like you both kind of commiserate on things? Do you talk things out? Is it, do you avoid it? I'm just kind of, you know, I know my own experience is you kind of want to hit things head on and you try and have those conversations. Is that, are we still there with that, or is it just kind of, you know, it's at a loss right now?
No, I think, Brian, I think we're still there with that. You know, that's one thing we don't I don't think we want to change that kind of level of intensity or the expectations. You know, that's when things snowball and when, you know, you just kind of accept losing. It you know, kind of seeps into the culture of the team, and we can't allow that. So, you know, we talk almost every day after games. Certainly at home we do. On the road, you know, somebody's usually there. You know, it's a little bit sometimes about in-game decisions, although it's less about that, quite frankly. It's more about kind of things we saw, things we need to prepare, things that the coaching staff can address with the players. Any kind of sort of playing time that we want to see different guys get opportunities or have earned. Upcoming moves, but there's pretty regular, honest discussion and feedback both ways. You know, Woody talk through the roster and things that they feel they need to be able to make in-game moves and things of that nature. But yeah, I don't think you ever want to stop having those conversations, because that then it just allows things to snowball.
Can you quantify how much better you guys think the team should be? Does, on paper, I know you guys are so good with the numbers and stuff. How good should this Rangers team be?
I mean, the best way to say that is I look at kind of external projections, the fan graphs, Baseball Prospectus, places like that. They had us at 75 or 76 win type of talent. I think our internal projection systems had, you know, probably somewhat similar, but we thought for a variety of reasons that, you know, our talent, true talent, was above there, maybe 500. Maybe, you know, if we overachieved, we could, be more in the wild card race. And, so that, obviously we're not on pace for that. We've got to play well here the last 2 months to be back along the lines of where we expected this level of talent, this club to finish. And hopefully getting some of these young guys up here and we think they could provide us a shot in the arm, play with some energy, as well as getting, you know, John Gray back will be a big boost, and hopefully Brad Miller can come back swinging the bat more like he's capable of.
It's John Daniels with you here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. John, is the few days or that week leading up to the trade deadline, is that the least amount of sleep you get all year?
Yeah, I think it is. If I see when I were talking, he likes the draft better. I like the trade deadline better. the benefit of the draft is, you know, you're guaranteed to walk away with some players with a trade deadline. You know, we could ultimately make a decision like we did this year where, you know, we're going to do more of our shopping in the off season, which is really, really what our decision came down to. But yeah, that last week, especially with the West Coast trips and the two time zone change, we come home Sunday night and then, you know, really Sunday night, Monday night, very little sleep. But it's fun though. I mean, I'm not complaining about it. It's an absolute blast, and even, you know, made the one deal with Milwaukee, and just the adrenaline rush of, you know, bringing in new talent, new players into the organization remains a ton of fun. One of the most enjoyable things about these roles.
I know a lot of Rangers fans were curious. Was there any consideration of trying to bring back our guy Joey Gallo?
Yeah, we talked about it. We really talked about it dating back to last winter as a possibility. I think when, you know, as we got to this point where we are now and really thought about it, like, would we rather utilize those plate appearances to see, you know, Bubba Thompson, to see Ezekiel Duran, or bring Joey back? We think if we were in a little bit different position in the standings, we might have thought a little differently, but ultimately felt like, you know, the long-term, not even long-term, medium-term, next year, the value of giving Bubba an opportunity and seeing where he's at and these other players meant more for the Rangers than to bring Joey back at this point.
JD, you mentioned the adrenaline rush about that trade, Matt Busch sending him to Milwaukee. What do you like about the return you got in that deal?
Man, Antoine Kelly is a really intriguing talent. I mean, it's there's some reminiscent of kind of like Brock Burke. It's 6'5". It's a unique fastball from a unique slot. That's 94 to 99. He had the surgery in November of 2020, thoracic outlet surgery, and usually second year back from that where you see guys start to get their real feel and touch back. And so the stuff is back. He's punched out everybody at A-ball. He's going to go up to Frisco here and get a few starts before the end of the season for us. But just an electric arm, and really sounds like I haven't met him yet. Sounds like a very intellectual, bright young man that kind of understands the art of pitching, and so we're excited about it. I mean, whether he's ultimately a starter, that's absolutely how we're going to develop him. I think with that kind of stuff from the left side, it's easy to see him potentially as a reliever. We're going to develop him as a starter, and think he's got a bright future there.
How are all the ways that you evaluate a skipper and a manager? You know, you've been here for a long time. You've gotten to see several different managers now within that role. And as you now evaluate Chris Woodward in the final months of the season, what is it that you're looking for?
I think the ultimate job of the manager is to set a direction, communicate that clearly to his staff and the players, and then with the ultimate goal of getting the most out of the players' talent that we can. Put the players in the best position to succeed, delegate responsibilities through staff and get the most out of both those groups on a day-in, day-out basis. That's really the definite, that's the job of a manager, and that's my job as well from a more department standpoint. And but that's it. You know, it's putting players in position to succeed and getting the most out of them is how I think, you know, I'm evaluated as an executive, and, you know, Woody is evaluated as a manager.
And in this situation here, does the gap between what you think they could be and what they are, does that fall on the coaching staff, or does that fall on your evaluations being incorrect or something else?
It's all of us. It sounds cliche, but we are a team. I don't think that there's no one person that's ultimately, you know, when the Giants win 100 games last year, 107 or whatever they did, you know, there was no one person that was responsible for that. It was good evaluations. It was good coaching. It was good managing. It was, you know, good play by the players, good health, all the above, and, you know, vice versa. If you aren't quite at the level, if you don't overachieve, you're not the level you expect to be. There's responsibility that in a variety of areas. So it's not one person. I think at the end of the day, it's on me more than anybody. If you know we're not as good as we need to be.
JD, circle back on Joey. He had a really difficult time with the fan base in New York. It seems no joke up there where you're from. You guys are some tough-minded people up there. Is that something when you now look at evaluations of players? Does that fall under the mental toughness part of things, or how does that, if somebody doesn't handle those types of situations well, where does that fall under?
So Michael Young gave me the best illustration of this that I've ever seen, right? And he said, could you walk across a 2x4 plank if I laid it across the floor, across the ground? And I said, yeah, I guess I could probably walk across. He said, all right, what if I raised it 5 feet in the air? Could you walk across that without falling off? I said, yeah, I think so. You know, I think so. And he goes, what if I raised it 100 feet in the air, filled the stadium with 50,000 people, and put you on live TV with 10 million people watching? Could you walk across that same 2x4? And I said, probably not. You know, I'd probably be nervous. I probably couldn't do it. And he said, that's like the level of you know, performing in the big leagues. That's, you're doing things you know you can do, but can you do it in that environment? And then I think each environment is different, right? It's whether it's the kind of New York factor, the number of fans and how vocal they are, or just different comfort factors for different players in different situations. And I don't know if it's, listen, Joey's going to L.A. That's a big market too.
Sure.
But these are different. They're different factors, different feels and types of feedback that you get. And, my guess is he's going to have success there. He's not, he went to New York. It's kind of the piece to put them over the top. They made a big trade for him. Here he is going to the Dodgers. He's kind of more of a fourth outfielder. And, I think when he comes in, the expectations are different. So I think he's going to have success, but that's kind of how I view it. It's like the performance element of it in front of these crowds, in front of fans, it affects everybody differently, and it just wasn't the right fit for Joey.
Thank you, sir. Have a great afternoon, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
There he goes, John Daniels here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. A terrific 20 minutes of questions and answers there from him. Always so generous with his time. All righty, when we come back, it's time to go around the NFL. We'll get you the top stories from pro football here in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.